These diary entries have been left unaltered, the way Ralph wrote them, and have not been proofread. The short life and death of Lieutenant Ralph Doughty MC and his five day-by-day diaries written while on active service for the Australian Army between the April 5, 1915 and the March 16, 1917. Chapter 1. Australia to Egypt, Cairo. A brief account of my personal experience while on active service proper dating from April 5, 1915. After having come from Australia per SS Argyleshire and arriving in the land of the Pharaohs where rigorous training and tons of good fun and high life generally were the rules of the road we got. Embarkation orders, thank God. So here's to it and may our little flutter which we are about to have tend in some way to weight his balance against his most satanic majesty the Kaiser. I was detailed to be in charge of three goods wagons in one of Cairo's many railway stations. Having got there, I started looking around for the necessary something to eat. Had a last stroll around the square. Posted a photo to Cousin Annie in England. Had a last bath at the National, awfully tender memories of that place. The devil alone knows when we'll get another. 7:15 p.m. we started in training. Had charge of 30 wagons. Loaded one truck in 25 minutes. Have developed into quite a skilled driver. Got informed by the in-training officer that ours was the quickest he had seen. What dogs we must be. Goodbye Cairo. 12:45 a.m. slept in a truck with the gun stores. Arrival at Alexandria April 6, 1915. Arrived in Alexandria 4 a.m. woke up somewhere about this morning by a beggar crawling all over me, mistook me for the carriage doormat I think. I knew it was a beggar by the beautiful perfume that pervaded the air when such creatures are at large, also by the yell he emitted when I soiled my right boot. I crawled out in the rain and saw to the unloading of the trucks. Had my first feed of bully beef and biscuits. Gee, but it's hard feed. I was on guard all day keeping inquisitive beggars from poking their noses into other people's concerns, suits my present mood splendidly. Slept in some goods shed on the wharf. Stone floor. Ugh. Darn sight worse than sand. April 7, 1915 I woke up with an awfully stiff back. Had a wash in a horse trough. No extra charge for the oats and chaff which were floating about. Exercised horses most of the morning. One moke wanted to give an exhibition of tango or shake hands with me, and succeeded in planting me one on the leg. Spell 2 in the afternoon and went into the city at night after having an argument with a cabbie. Just to show our independence. Had supper at a German restaurant. They came off second best. Remarkable what you pick up nowadays. Norman had an accident, he usually does. Leave expired at 9:30. Woke up to the fact that it was nearly that when we observed the time, so made a night of it. April 8, 1915, Thursday, nothing said about last night's jollo. Transformed into the NCO of police today. Nothing to do so accepted an invitation to dinner with Cairns from the skipper of the White Star Liner Canada. Capt was also the skipper of the Mersey. Remember her in Sydney. Had a great time. Smoked some of his delicious cigars, also consumed one or two Dewar's White Label too. Had a bath. Went into the city again at night after being relieved from duty. Marfish Faluso came home. Rode home. April 9, 1915 worked in the stables in the earlier part of the morning then started loading horses and guns. Got orders to get aboard early this afternoon. Got there and can't get back again. Great quarters here. Packed like sardines. On board with us are the BHQ and the BAC up on deck most of the night. Find that our craft is named the SS Indian. Bunk at 12. Voyage from Egypt, Alexandria, to Lemnos. April 10, 1915 left the wharf at 12 noon. Saw the last of Alexandria at 2 p.m. Great city and absolutely eastern in appearance. Splendid shipping accommodation. Contrary to expectations, we went straight out of the harbor instead of anchoring in the stream for a day or so. Don't know where we're off to. Think it's the Dardanelles. Beautifully calm. Drew 1 month's pay in advance. Wish I had leave ashore tonight. April 11, 1915 had charge of the stable all day. See still smooth. Norman on sick list. Have suddenly been transformed into a nurse, making lemon drinks chloriodine doses. Bovril and gruel. Passed some island at 6 p.m. Had a bath with a slight coloring of phenol. Guess the cause for taking such strict measures. Played washerwoman gag tonight. Rotten hand at it though. Active service doesn't account for a lot of privileges. Arrival at Lemnos Island April 12, 1915. Arrived at Lemnos. Anchored under torpedo protection at 5:30 p.m. Splendid naval base. About 50 or 60 ships here now. Transports and warships passed the Askold, two French monitors and several English warships, including the Queen whose band received us with "It's a Long Way to Tip." A first-class battleship name unknown but flying the white ensign passed us a short time after we anchored. Splendid sight. Saw one cruiser, which from outward appearances has been in action. Just got an order enemy's aeroplanes about, douse all lights so it's bunk with a vengeance tonight. April 13, 1915 found out that the unknown battleship of yesterday is the Queen Elizabeth, known generally throughout this division as just plain Lizzie. Believe she is to support us in our first scrap. Been around several of the fleet today with LT Selmas etc. Brought a luxury in the form of 3 loaves of bread. Got it pretty rough coming home. Nelsonian days over again. Got wet through, but didn't mind that as it was a welcome change to that infernal sand. Mail came aboard today. Mine nonest. Heard an amusing thing about Lizzie. She leaves here early in the morning and goes up to the Dardanelles, tickles the Turks up a bit, and returns here in time for tea. April 14, 1915 real NZ day after yesterday's squall. Norman okay again. Arrival of more troop ships. Believe we are going to get particular hell when we land. Let em all come. All our 18 pounds ammunition fused and ready packed with 1,000 rounds per gun. Guess the Turks will think it's Christmas or Guy Fawkes night when the 18s start. Chaz and I played 500 with Bernal and Challen tonight. It's a shame what we did to them. Chaz and I always did play together and really I reckon we're hot stuff. Got a present of 1 bottle of wine. Active service uncertainties again. April 15, 1915 another NZ day today although a bit chilly. Feel it somewhat after being fairly well stewed in Australia and Egypt. Still awaiting the arrival of more troop ships. Saw a British dirigible today. Believe it is to work in conjunction with our forces for observation purposes. Considerable number of aeroplanes and hydroplanes here also. Rumored that we leave here tomorrow night. Hope so. We're all itching to have a go, more so, because we were done out of that camel affair. On Piquet. April 16, 1915 weather still fine. Went for another pull around several troop ships today although was disappointed at not getting ashore. Was alongside our biggest transport, the Minuski only 15,000 tons. No word about our leaving as yet. A circular issued by General Birdwood says that our coming fight will be one of the hardest and greatest in the war. Hope so. Lizzie leaves here at 12 p.m. loaded with 15-inch shrapnel and our friends will be wondering what on earth's up by this time tomorrow. Still waiting for mail. April 17, 1915 tried to get ashore today. Failed miserably. Got official news of a scrap somewhere in Asia Minor where our troops routed the 25th Turkish DIV. And a cavalry regiment. Some beggars have all the luck. Wish we could shift from here. Can't find out anything. Got a new posse tonight. Slept under the guns. Had a pal come round after lights out, and bought 2 bottles of GS also one of port. Didn't do anything with them either. April 18, 1915 still here and feeling desperate. Awfully funny to have the desire to slay someone. Got ashore today, Lemnos is. Had a ripping swim but on the first plunge thought the North Pole had shifted. Bought luxuries in the form of bread, milk and cocoa. Got aboard again, and varied the program by driving the port winch, Chaz driving the starboard do. At tea tonight had a fine view of our aeroplanes in flight. More comfortable than watching Giyaz at Victoria Park. Just a minor diversion from feeding. April 19, 1915. Last night one of our troop ships was chased by a German submarine. They fired three torpedoes at her, none of which took effect. Our troop ships managed to get a wireless through to the Queen, and a few minutes afterwards three destroyers were going some for the scene of the fun. They didn't half fix things up either, only took quarter of an hour. Troop ships and destroyers arrived back safe and sound. Been transferring horses over the side into punts. Great fun. Sealed orders came tonight. Something doing, I fancy. April 20, 1915. Lemnos weather woke up and shows what it can do in the way of gales, not particularly warm either. Think the equator must have dropped south an extra few degrees. Nothing great doing today. Had a vaccination inspection. The MO had the colossal hide to tell me I had to be done again. Wish he had had the loan of my arm when I was done in Sydney. Anyhow, I'll see him in a much warmer place than this before a second injection eventuates. Done a bit more winch driving today. Really expert at driving such animals. On Piquet tonight. April 21, 1915. A continuance of the gale. Raining like old Nick. A storm in a teacup at lunch today. Two individuals disputed our M.O.'s right to two certain Dixies of tea and supported their argument by planting him a couple. One of which broke his nasal organ and a real silencer on the back of the head. Our fighting men immediately equalized the scene, both pugilists being handled in good old British way. Submarine AE-2 passed our port quarter this evening. Beef tea, cards, a lecture by SGT holding the order of the evening. April 22, 1915. Weather a bit better today. Got a great surprise last night. Mail came aboard. Rec one each from Lot and Bird, and some person brought down a bottle of port. Australian mail this morning, caught a few. Informed that our battery has been chosen to land and get to it first. We must be dogs. Bought some bread and coffee from a bumboat tonight. Preparation for a little select supper tonight. Guests SGT Gibson, Norman, Chaz, and myself. List of goods consumed to follow. Lecture by someone who didn't know what he was talking about. April 23, 1915. Bino almost honest. Couldn't get any sandwiches and Norman dropped a bottle of claret, and of course bent it. Lovely day. SGT Klaus, GRS Tanner, and Brown left here today. SGTC being detailed to go ashore and direct the shrapnel fire from the warships. Great excitement at present. Expecting sailing orders any minute. All units been detailed for landing. Kept Bino up tonight. April 24, 1915 issued with 50 rounds 303. Individual positions detailed for landing. Weighed anchor at 12 a.m. Grand sight, must have been 50 warships anchored in there. Escorted by two French subs, and Her Majesty Lizzie. Passed quite close to the famous Triumph. Have several of her crew on board. Had a long yarn with two of them. Gee, but they've seen something. Sea smooth as glass. Arrived at rendezvous at 5 p.m. Expect to disembark tomorrow morning. Then the curtain goes up and the drama starts. All feeling fit as fiddles out here. April 25, 1915 anchor hoisted at 11:45 p.m. Norman and I there to see it come up all right. Had a final Bino, very satisfactory. Norman and I partook of supper again at 12:30. Went and done an hour's stoking in the stoke hold. Woke up at 5:30 by the roar of guns. 12 battleships shelling Old Nick out of the forts and batteries of our friends. Range about 5 miles. Gunfire ripping, execution ditto. It's now 11:45 and they're still at it only a mile away from us. Had to up anchor and get out at about 10:30. The Turks had the hide to range on us, sent over 11 6-inch shells altogether. One shell lobbed 100 yards from the next boat to us, about 200 yards away, and threw an immense column of water over her bows. A destroyer about 600 yards away nearly stopped one. Thought she was hit, before she keeled over. But she's still going strong. Bombardment lasted until dark. Extra heavy between 5 and 6:30 p.m. The Majestic was particularly warming things up. One fort was completely demolished. Haven't had a shot from there since 2 p.m. All day long our infantry have been storming the seafront entrenchments. Chaz and I took Challen and Bernal down again at night.